Okay, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Yong Kun from University of Science and Technology of China, and the title of my talk is Decoder, Dynamic GPU Scheduling with Live Migration Support. Here is the outline of my talk. I will first introduce the background and analyze the limitation of existing.
Is the mic on? We can't hear, I think.
And analyze the limitation of existing scheduling schemes. After that, I will present the design of our decoder system and then show the evaluation results and finally conclude this talk. We know that GPUs are widely used today, and as the increase of computing power, each GPU server may contain multiple GPUs, and each of them further contains thousands of cores. So if we only run one application on the GPU, then it's unable to fully utilize the computing power. So GPU sharing is needed. As shown in this figure, one commonly used architecture follows the API forwarding framework, which contains the front end and the back end. And in this framework, GPU scheduling is also needed so that we can balance the load between GPUs. And this scheduler is usually implemented in the backend. However, we found that the current scheduling schemes are static, which means that they only make their assignment before running. So for example, the least loaded scheduling, it always choose the GPU with the least load to run the new application. So as a result, with this static scheduling scheme, even for this least loaded scheduling, we may have server load imbalance problem. As shown in this figure, we run workload containing 20 applications on a cluster of four GPU. We can find that the fraction of time in which at least one GPU is overloaded and some other GPU is still underloaded accounts for around 40% of the time. Here, overloading means that the total demand of the application is actually greater than the total number of cores. So this result shows that we still have a large room to further do the load balancing and improve the overall utilization. And why does this happen? Actually, the main reason is that by using this static scheduling scheme, new applications are assigned before running, so it's unable to get the resource demand of this application. And it's also hard to find the most appropriate GPU to run the new application, which means that even with the least loaded scheduling, it's more like a local optimal, but not global optimal. Besides, if some GPU becomes overloaded again, it's unable to migrate the applications already running on the GPU, so which means that it has no migration support. We cannot reschedule or rebalance the load between GPUs. Besides, it may also have a fairness issue, which means that some lightweight applications may be blocked for a long time by heavyweight applications on the GPU. And actually, it does not consider energy consumption either. In fact, here we, in some cases, we have a large chance to save energy. For example, if we concurrently run two lightweight applications on the GPU, the memory assumption only increases a little bit by comparing to the case of running only one single application. The reason is that even if you run only one application, you need to wake up the GPU, and this causes a lot of memory consumption. So if we can compact some or multiple small jobs on one GPU, then we can save energy. So our goal is that to design new scheduling schemes so that we can do better, or we can achieve a better balance between load balance, energy efficiency, and fairness. So the key idea is to develop a dynamic scheduling scheme instead of static scheduling scheme, which means that we have to reschedule after running, and we also need to care about fairness and energy consumption. And this leads to the support of online migration, which means that we may need to reschedule the running applications on GPU. So in the following, I will briefly show the design of Decoder. Decoder is also implemented based on the API forwarding framework, which means that it has a front end and a back end. And it contains three key modules at the back end, which is the monitor, scheduler, and the migrator. So in the following, I will briefly introduce these three modules in detail. First, for the monitor, actually, the first key thing is to monitor the resource demand of each application, including the GPU core and the memory usage. And the key challenge is that this monitor must be lightweight. However, existing tools like NV proof, record this kind of demand information by replaying API call. So it's very, so it has a very large overhead. Instead, in Decoda, we just check this demand information from the parameters of intercepted API, so we can have low overhead. And even by doing this, if you need to trace this information every time when a curl function is called, the overhead is still a little bit high. So we only estimate it at the first time when the curl function is called, and then record this information for future use. The reason there is that GPU applications are usually iteration-based, so each curl function may be called many times during the whole execution lifetime, so that if we can record this demand information, we can save a lot of, we can reduce the overhead and achieve high accuracy. And for memory usage, actually, we can easily know how the total amount of memory being allocated, but the question is that not all of the memory are actually used. So how to detect the actual use? In Decoda, we need to check the pointer or the virtual address. But check every pointer is still time consuming, so we use a sampling strategy. We only check one page for every, for example, 64 megabytes of memory. But the sampling strategy may cause false negative, which means that some actually used memory pages may not be identified. So to guarantee the accuracy, we rely on on-demand paging, which means that even if some page is not being allocated at the GPU in the GPU memory, we can, when it's accessed, we can still rely on on-demand paging to migrate the data. Finally, if we can get the demand, we can easily estimate the GPU utilization by simply aggregating the demand of all applications. So this is very simple. So after getting the demand, we can do the do the scheduling. And the first thing we have to consider is the load balancing. So we first try to balance the load between GPU, which means that we need to migrate some applications from one GPU to another. After that, two cases may happen. The first case is that some GPU may still be overloaded, right? Then for these GPUs, we need to care about the fairness because some lightweight and heavyweight applications may concurrently run on this GPU. And the second case is that some GPU may be underloaded, which means that maybe only some lightweight application running on these kinds of GPU. So we may have a chance to save energy. So we need to care about the energy consumption in this scenario. Now I will talk about more about these three steps. In the load balancing step, two questions have to be addressed. The first one is we have to choose which GPU for migration, right? And we check every pair of GPU, try to find a feasible candidate so that one is overloaded and the other is underloaded. Then we need to decide which applications should be migrated. Here the objective is that we try to avoid migrating too many applications and try to avoid the ping pong effect, so we use a greedy policy, which means that we try to migrate the most heavyweight applications. As long as we still have room for the migration. After this load balancing phase, we will check whether there are some GPUs that are underloaded and to see whether we have a chance to compact the lightweight applications to fewer GPUs so that we can save energy. Finally, we also need to check whether there are some GPU that are still overloaded. And for these kinds of GPU, we try to address the fairness issue and we use a grouping-based strategy, which means that we try to separately divide these applications into different groups and allow only one group to run in each time slot. But here the question is that if we try to maximize the fairness, one simple strategy is to, for example, place all heavyweight applications in one group and place all lightweight applications in another group so that these lightweight applications will not be blocked by the heavyweight applications. But if we do like this, when this group of lightweight applications are running, the overall utilization may be really low, right? Because they cannot fully use all of the GPU cores. So we use a mixed packing strategy. For each group, we first place one heavyweight application and then try to place lightweight applications as many as possible so that we can maximize the utilization. For fairness, we simply set the lightweight applications a higher priority so that they can have a higher chance to get the GPU core to run. Finally, after doing the load balancer decision, to really migrate data or migrate applications, we need to first clone the runtime. And the largest overhead comes from the initializing, the library, and we use hand pruning to reduce this overhead. And to migrate data, actually we leverage unified memory so that we can immediately run tasks without migrating data. The problem here is that we have to transparently support unified memory, so we need to intercept the memory allocation API and replace all of them with the unified memory allocation, so that code applications do not need to do any modification. Finally, we also use a prefetch to reduce the overhead caused by unified memory, because unified memory may cause a lot of page fault. And we use prefetch to first migrate some memory pages at the background. In case some page is not migrated when it's accessed, we use on-demand paging to guarantee the accuracy. And here we want to emphasize that in Decoda, we cannot migrate the tasks which are already running on GPU. We can only migrate the waiting task. So we have to first send a sync request to wait for the completion of all running tasks, and we also need a favor queue in the backend to guarantee the execution order of these waiting tasks. Now I will show the evaluation results, and we implement our prototype based on CUDA toolkit and run experiments on NVIDIA cluster with 4 GPU. And we consider 20 benchmark programs and generate workloads based on these 20 programs. And each workload is actually a combination of these 20 programs with a fixed submission interval. And we consider 50 different randomly selected sequences to represent different workloads. And we compare with the most efficient static scheduling scheme. Let's first look at this load balance result. We can see that by using Decoda, showing the right figure, the fraction of overloaded time is always within 6%, which is much better than the result of least loaded scheduling as showing left figure. And we also show GPU utilization as showing the left figure. We can see that by using Decoda, the GPU utilization is improved by around 14%. And the right figure shows the a fraction of overloaded time. Here, the overloaded time means that the time in which as long as one GPU is overloaded, because we have 4 GPU in the cluster, we can see that Decoda can reduce around 78% of the overloaded time because we have a better load balance. And we also show the application execution time because the overall GPU utilization is improved, so we can reduce the execution time. We can see that Decoda here reduces the average execution time by around 40%. And here we do the normalization by comparing with the case of single execution, which means that we only run, the baseline is to only run one application on the GPU. So this is the base case. And we also studied the impact of different loads by adjusting the arrival interval. And we can see that the largest performance improvement, for example, the execution time is achieved in the median load case. Actually, this result is intuitive because if the load is very heavy, then there is a low chance to do load balance, right? And if the load is too light, then we do not need to rebalance the load. And however, for energy consumption, we can see that largest energy saving is achieved in the light load case. This is because in light load case, we have a higher chance to compact more lightweight applications on fewer GPU. So we can make more GPU in idle state and save more energy. Now, this is a conclusion of my talk. We found that static GPU scheduling may have load imbalance problem, and we develop a dynamic scheduling scheme which monitors the resource demand and the GPU utilization so that we can do load balance better. And Decode also supports migration of running applications. And the one benefit is that it can also transparently support Oracle applications. However, we want to mention that Decode only considers scheduling of applications for between GPUs within our server, and it only considers the resource demand of GPU cores, but not consider other factors like memory bandwidth. So in future work, we can consider the scheduling between servers or the other factors like memory bandwidth. Okay, this is my talk. Thank you very much, and I'm here to take any questions.
Questions?
Shahram Kandahari, USC. Thanks for the nice talk. Have you done a theoretical analysis as to what the lower bound is on response time, for example, and how far your technique is from that?
So the question is, what's the lower bound of the load balance, right? Okay, well, we didn't do